जय भक्ति सिद्धांत ठाकुर प्रभु पाद, जय भक्ति सिद्धांत ठाकुर प्रभु पाद। जय प्रभु पाद, जय प्रभु पाद, जय प्रभु पाद, जय प्रभु पाद।
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Ki Jai. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chatur Unmilitam Jena Tasmaya Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Karamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Dishtarani Pancha Kalpa Tribhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyagacha Patitanam Parvanapyo Vaishnavishyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Excuse me, I'm sorry, I got a little throat problem developed last night. So today is the most auspicious disappearance day. It's called Tirubhava. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the most beloved spiritual master of Srila Prabhupada, the greatest scholar in modern history, Gaudiya Vaishnava's history. He was, as Mukhya mentioned, he was a great reformer. Srila Prabhupada, when the first recorded talk on Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disappearance day, he was perhaps feeling some separation. He mentioned one antidote, one sadhu was giving out benedictions. And Rajaputra Chiranjiva means live a long time. Rajaputra, that prince, this sadhu was going around giving benedictions. So he gave benediction to this prince. You live a long time because now you're enjoying. And maybe next life you're not going to be enjoying so much because you're probably engaged in some licentious activities. Muniputra Majiva. Brahmachari, the Muniputra, the young sadhu, he's brahmachari, he's performing great austerities, and so you don't have to live long time, majiva, don't live, you can Because he's performing great austerities, he's living, working very hard for spiritual realization. So you can go and enjoy the results of those activities. And sadhava jiva jivava marava sadhava. The sadhu, you don't matter, doesn't matter. You live or you die. Jiva va, don't matter. Whether you live or whether you die, same thing is going on. And the last one was Vyado na jivo ma maro, the butcher. He said, don't live and don't die, because both problems are there. You're in hell now, and you're going to be in hell in your next life. So the sarva jivava marava, he doesn't matter, he's living or dying. So similarly, the sadhu who's giving these benedictions, he's simply interested in the welfare. This is the sadhu's business, Kripa Sindhu. He's an ocean of mercy. And the real sadhu, the real spiritual master, there's one verse mentioned in some biography of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. It says from the maybe Padma Purana, Durlabho Bahavo Guruvo Shanti. That's many, many spiritual masters in the world. Some teachers like they have different doctrines. Bahavo Guruvo Shanti, Shishas Vita Paharaka. They take away the possessions of their disciples. Very expert at taking donations, dakshin. In India, we see like that. They're taking dakshin from their disciples. But I think it must be spoken by Lord Shiva, because Devi, Durlabho, Sadguru Devi, he says. The very rare is that one spiritual master, Shishas Vita Santa Paharaka. Apaharaka means to take away, and Santa means the distress or the miseries. So very rare, Durlabha, very rare is that guru who is taking away all the miseries of his disciples. So this is the, of course, we're very fortunate to have such personalities in our line. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, we just mentioned something that about his early life, that of course, they mentioned that when he was first born, that's coming up just like another month. When he appeared in 1874 in Jagannath Puri, that holy place, he had his umbilical cord wrapped around just like a Brahmin's thread was there. And so that was in Magh, I think, fifth Panchami of the dark fortnight of Magh. So practically about 6 months later is the festival of Rath Yatra. So he appeared in Jagannath Puri, that's just like a quarter mile from the Jagannath temple. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur was at that time, he was his father, of course, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, district magistrate of Jagannath Puri. And his position as district magistrate was manage the Jagannath temple. So it was respected personality. So the cart, Jagannath's cart came and they stopped just there in front of the house, Bhakti Vinod Thakur's house, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's mother brought him out there, 6-month-old child. She brought him out for the blessings of Lord Jagannath, and the garland of Jagannath fell on Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And one other very famous instructive pastime was there when he was maybe 3 years old or something, that he ate one mango that was not offered first to the deities. And Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur mildly chastised him. Are you taking some mango that hasn't been offered yet? And so through his whole life, he never took mango again because he took so seriously. So this is the business of sadhu. He has to be, he has to be very determined. Utsaha nischaya darjat. You have to be very patient and determined in spiritual life. So I wanted to speak a little bit about this. One of his prayers is there, Namaste Gauravani Srimurtiye Dinatarne Rupanuga Virudapa Sintanta Tvanta Harini. Says, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, who are the personified teachings of Lord Chaitanya. You are the deliverer of the fallen souls, Dinatarini, and you do not tolerate any statement which is against the teachings of devotional service enunciated by Srila Rupa Goswami. This is Rupanuga Virudapa. Viruda. Rupanuga Viruda means the against the teachings, and Apasadanta and Dvanta Harini delivers us from these teachings that are against the conclusions of Srila Rupa Goswami. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he indicated 13 apasampradayas like that. These apasampradayas means those that are not exactly according to that conclusions of Srila Rupa Goswami. And so actually, after the disappearance of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, there was some kind of, just like after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance, there was some kind of, what is that, dharma glani, kalemi hasa kalemi na mahata yoga nashta, that the dharma glani means the discrepancies in the religious principles, the understanding of religious principles. When the acharya, when Krishna is there, just like Krishna is Surya Samam, that Krishna is like the sun and the acharya is similarly like the sun, there's no second opinion. We're singing song, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Kariya Aikya. This is a very, we're praying that by the words of the spiritual master are become fixed in our consciousness. What is that? Bhagavad Gita, Vyavasayatmika Buddhir Ekeha Kuru Nandana. We have to get a fixed determination. What is our business in this material world? That is another thing that Srila Prabhupada quoted Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur saying, this world is not a place for a gentleman. Finish our business and get out. So anyway, this is a very wonderful book written by our godbrother Bhakti Vikash Swami. It's actually three volumes. So this is volume two. It's got something about these how Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur took on these those that were against the teachings of Rupa Goswami. But first of all, it says that he says, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had made propaganda for a more rational, moral, and socially integrated form of Vaishnav Dharma than was then current. And even though he spoke against apasampradayas, to some extent he also apparently tolerated, mixed with, and even befriended their members. Rather than unsettle those whom he philosophically opposed, he tried to accommodate them and gradually win them around. Even when exposing religious discrepancies, he generally did so in a polite, guarded manner, and thus generated considerable goodwill and a renewed respect for the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. That time, there was, of course, that's natural that when the acharya is not present, when there's not a prominent acharya, there's going to be chaos in the name of religion. By his cataclytic preaching of Shuddha Bhakti, he did much to establish the proper behavioral standard for genuine Vaishnavas and raised many persons to higher levels. After the disappearance of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, many of the professed followers averred that Srila Saraswati Thakur had deviated in various ways from the trajectory outlined by him. These critics were headed by Srila Lalita Prasad, a younger brother of Srila Saraswati Thakur, and the only other male member of the family to adopt Shuddha Bhakti as his linchpin of his life. Bhakti Vikas Swami uses some language that is remind us of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. His English is very... says, Lalita Prasad assiduously practiced bhajan and abided by his father's words to the letter, accepting him as an outstanding devotee. Yet his conception of his pure devotee father was enfeebled by his literary adherence to and failure to capture the inner current of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's teachings. Thus, he tended to highlight some of the non-absolute directives. For instance, those emphasizing household life. Besides, he perceived Srila Bhaktivinoda as merely a mouthpiece of the middling parampara in which he had taken formal initiation, rather than a luminary, even among the Mahabhagavats, recognized by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati as constituting the transparent Gaudiya parampara that genuinely transmitted unadulterated Shuddha Bhakti. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had actually taken initiation from one of these caste Goswamis, Bipin Bihari, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, it says, he worshipped Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur as Gaura Shakti Surupa, Mahaprabhu's plenary potency, appreciated in a higher sense to be non-different from Srimati Radharani. So, as is apparent from Sajjana Toshini, which was one of the magazines that Bhaktivinoda Thakur started, after the disappearance of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Sri Siddhanta Saraswati and Lalita Prasad cooperated within the Navadvip Dham Pracharani Sabha, at least until 1917. Then when Sri Siddhanta Saraswati accepted sannyas and founded Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was a symbol of declaration of his breaking with the old ways and his embarking on a bold, highly individual course. This was actually Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had predicted that a great personality would come to reestablish Varnashram Dharma, and within the Gaudiya Sampradaya at that time, there was nobody took sannyas. This was something that was introduced by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, which is part of the Varnashram system. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. This is part of the system to take sannyas. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur reintroduced this. And another thing is there that we can see that this Navadvip Dham Pracharani Sabha, this was actually, there was at one point three different organizations that were formed either by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur or Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. All three were at one time. Navadvip Dham Pracharani Sabha, the Vishwa Vaishnava Raja Sabha, and then later on, at the same time also, but later on was formed the Gaudiya Math Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So anyway, it says that Lalita Prasad became his brother, younger brother. Lalita Prasad became the leader of the majority of devotees purporting to follow Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. However, he fundamentally disagreed with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati on how to follow their father. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's innovations were never understood or appreciated by Lalita Prasad and others. Moreover, the two parties had some serious theological differences which centered on tracing the Guru Parampara. Thus, Lalita Prasad accepted that this Bipin Bihari's line, he's actually coming in the disciplic succession from Janava Mata. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he took from this, he stressed the Thakur's connection to a Bhagavat parampara of perfect Vaishnavas. Of course, the parampara that we know. And you can see in our parampara, there seems to be gaps, but actually this siksha line is a line of instruction. Just like we're on the disappearance day, we always remember the prayer. I think Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote that he reasons ill who tells that Vaishnavas ever die. When thou art living still and sound, Srila Prabhupada, he wrote very nicely about the Bani in the end of the Chaitanya Charitamrita in his conclusion, how the Bani is always there. So the spiritual master, we can always, the disciple always takes shelter of the instructions of his spiritual master, and that is his pride. Because pride is not something that we can just eliminate. We have to have some pride. We have pride in the instructions and the position of our spiritual master. Very nice, the other day, was it Ananta Gauranga? He talked about how if someone insults your mother, you become very angry. So this is proper for a Vaishnav to be very much, I like that very nice. It was, gave nice example that how Srila Prabhupada, he and followed in the footsteps of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Rupanuga virudapa siddhanta dvantahara. He smashed those who were against the teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami. And similarly, we had some opportunity to write this, to publish this book, Brahman Vaishnav. This is giving some kind of, because it was in 1911. I think we got this from someplace that I didn't give any credit, but I think it was copied. At the end of the turn of the century, dark clouds gathered around the Vaishnava culture by the imputations and abusive charges leveled by the smarter communities with the assistance of pseudo-Vaishnavas. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur at the time acted in the pastime of a bedridden with illness. He said in a roaring voice, "Is there not a person manifest in the Vaishnava world who is capable of holding a meeting with them? And by the conclusions and original logic of the scriptures put a stop to these lowly activities, which are the frenzied dance of the three material qualities." So in response to the Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wrote this book, Brahman Vaishnav, and he presented it in a meeting that was chaired by some of the different Vaishnavas. He established he presented it in three different days. The first one was the Prakriti Jan Khan, the section dealing with the Prakriti Jan means materialists, not maybe exactly materialists, but the ordinary persons, you could say. Brahmins, they are the top of the material world personalities. They're the teachers of all different castes. So, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he began by glorifying him in so many ways. It was very nice, actually, the opening sentence he starts out. He says that he talks about, first of all, how the land of India is so sacred. Sometimes the skies of Bharatvarsha are saturated with the rishis chanting of hymns from the Vedas and the smoke emanating from the sacrificial fires. And sometimes the land of Bharatvarsha is soaked with blood from battles between the demigods and demons. Sometimes demons are destroyed by the wonderful prowess of incarnations of the Supreme Lord. And this way, philosophers debate, poets compose sweet verses. So many wonderful cultural things have come from the land of India. And the foreigners are astonished on seeing these social and cultural arrangements. But there is, he says, in all these scenes, we can see one community as a principal hero, the community of Brahmins. So in this way, he begins by glorifying the Brahmins, and then he explains the glories of the Vaishnavas, which are beyond, of course. There's so many Satkarma, Nipuno, Vipro, Mantra, Tantra, Visharada, that the Brahmin can be very expert in the mantras and tantras and like that, Satkarma, the six activities of a Brahmin. Nipuno, the very expert. Vipro, Mantra, Tantra, Visharada. A Vaishnava guru nasyat, but if he's not a Vaishnava, he can't be a guru. That is the conclusion of the scriptures, and he established in so many ways. So that was for the Brahmins, and then next, Vyavahar Khan, the activities of the spiritualists. So in this way, the time around the turn of the century when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was preaching, very prominent was these caste Goswamis, the Sahajiyas, the Smartas. These are perhaps the main groups of these 13 Upasampradayas. He pointed out, Bhaktivikasham pointed out that Sahajiya, it denotes the innate and natural propensity. So in one sense, he pointed out that actually Vaishnavas are Sahajiyas, because, Nityasiddha Krishna Prema, Sadhya Kabanai, that the natural propensity of every living entity is to love Krishna. That's natural, and simply by listening, here, by hearing, we can re-invoke that love for Krishna. Therefore that is required, because Vaishnavas, he says, that we're actually Sahajiyas, aprakrita Sahajiyas, the spiritual Sahajiyas, but that prakrita means that adjectives is very important, because that means that one who takes everything material. And you mentioned the point is there that the prakriti sahajas, they measure bhakti by some external symptoms. And Bhakti Vikashama gave some examples, like how there's singing in sweet voices and reciting many verses. And he gives some tawdry displays of emotion. So, yeah, this is going on in the time of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. We've seen also in Bengal that they, and sometimes you see. So, of course, actual devotional services performed for the pleasure of Krishna, and it's on a transcendental platform, Nishtraigunya Bhavarjuna, that we have to see that that Krishna is pleased by our activities. They sahajas, they take everything material, and they want to even bring into the mundane pleasures of this material world into the practice of devotional service. So that's not the purpose of devotional service, is to get free from this material world. Get out. The smartest, smarta means those who are just like Rupa Goswami, he says, Niyam Agraha. Agraha means, of course, two different things. We understood that was to reject the rules and regulations, but in this case, the smartas are very enthusiastic for accepting the rules and regulations, but they don't understand what they're for, and they don't have a purpose behind their acceptance of those rules and regulations. That is to develop our love, Krishna Prem. And so anyway, there's Jati Gosai. Jati Gosai means those who are born in the so-called families of, particularly, they have two families, the Nityananda Vamsa and the Advaita Vamsa. They claim to be members of that family line. Actually, the Nityananda Vamsa is completely, there was some reference maybe in Bhakti Ratnakar, how these three personalities were accepted as sons of Nityananda Prabhu. So in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, the first verse, I don't know, Putraya, first or second, one of the first, second verse, yeah, Putraya, they author of Vrindavan Das Thakur, he's offering obeisances to the sons, yes, to the sons of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't have that we have from our, what the external point of view, he didn't have sons, but it's accepted that they are followers, particular followers that were had some kind of spiritual relationship as dependents of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, because these so-called sons of Nityananda Prabhu, they had different surnames, and they were coming from different places. Huh? Yeah. And they were coming from different castes even. So how they could be actual sons of, actually, Nityananda Prabhu did have one son, of course, Virabhadra Prabhu. He was actually accepted as Vishnu Tattva, incarnation of Kira Dakshaya Vishnu. One daughter also, Gangamata Gosamini. So, anyway, we're working on right now a book, Acharo Acharya, actually Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he didn't write it, but it was it came in the form of questions and answers. One personality, what we got. Oh, okay. It's a small book, just like perfect questions, perfect answers. Some personality in Dhaka, he was converted by the devotees. We have that. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur preached in Dhaka, but East Bengal. And the people in East Bengal were kind of natural recipients of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message, because they were already like followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they worshipped Radha Krishna also. And but they were at the time in the early 1900s, they were very much influenced under the control of the Jati Gosais, these followers of in the line, family, so-called family lines of Nityananda and Advaita. So they were, when the Gaudiya Math preachers came to Dhaka the second time, they started preaching pure devotional service to the exclusion of these upasampradayas. They started speaking truth like that, very strong fashion. So these Jati Gosais became very much disturbed, and they actually told all of their followers not to entertain these Gaudiya Matha devotees. And actually they told them not to even feed them or to give them. They were actually, the Gaudiya Matha devotees were told, they were staying at one particular house, and the host told them, they had to leave, I can't stay here anymore. And so that was Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. There was many great personalities. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he didn't spread Krishna consciousness in this way throughout India by himself, just like Srila Prabhupada. Our Srila Prabhupada had many great personalities helping him. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had, I was one particular personality, I was going through this, and it says like there's one Professor Nishikant Sanyal he was a professor, I think history professor, and after he joined the Gaudiya Math, he used to give his entire salary at that time, 800 rupees. He used to give his entire salary to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He had such great faith. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur returned 200 rupees to his wife for minimum maintenance. But he used to do sometimes some editorial work, and he said grammatical mistake in Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's dictation, he said that the English language should be reformed accordingly to make it proper according to his. So that's, he had such great faith like that. Anyway, there's what were we here? Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, he was actually, took initiation. They have different kinds of initiation, apparently. He got some, I think, Kama Gayatri and Kama Beach Gayatri from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He got some instructions from Gorakha Shordas Babaji, and then he took sannyas from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. His youngest brother was a very, very great personality in Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's line. I forget. I don't know who was that. Ananta Vasudev? Maybe Ananta Vasudev, I think. So anyway, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, she wrote back to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur when they were told to leave the place that they were staying in Dhaka. He said that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wrote back a telegram. He said, you just go on preaching the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you have to, you just live by drinking the water at the Ganga that's flowing there. So they were very determined. And so as a result, they got this one personality, Atul Chandra Chakravarti, his name was. He became converted by hearing from them. And so he made some questions about the achar. Achar means behavior or activities, etiquette. And acharya, of course, we understand the person who's exemplary in his activities in spiritual life. Of course, I think there's acharyas in other fields, you know, besides spiritual life. They have music acharyas, they call. But anyway, so he asked these questions, and these questions were not actually answered by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, but by his disciples. One was by this Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, and one was by, he also sent the questions to one of these members of the Nityananda Vamsa. And so then the answers to those two personalities were given to another personality whose name was Dhirendranath Bandyopadhyaya, who was, interestingly, was a member of they had Prashanti Dalana section of the Vishva Vaishnava Raj Sabha. Prashanti Dalana is mentioned by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami as the Prashanti means atheist, like that, and Dalana means to subduing or defeating. So he was a member of this group of those who defeat the atheists. So he gave a review on the answers given by these two personalities. And of course, just like we mentioned that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he didn't have any offspring. And Krishna, we were reading in Srimad Bhagavatam just now about how he caused his family members to disappear from this world. And for this purpose, that the spiritual knowledge, the teachings of Lord Krishna are not confined to his family members, but anyone who is qualified. This is the disagreement between Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and his younger brother, how if someone is qualified, that is the parampara should become thing through this line of perfect Vaishnavas. That's we have this difference between something of the difference. And to defeat these different personalities, this is the business of an acharya. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Paristranaya sadhanam vinashaya chaduskritam. Vinashaya chaduskritam means Krishna's business when he comes to this world, dharma samstapanartaya, to reestablish principles of religion. And how is that done? By destroying or defeating the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He didn't destroy, but he defeated their nonsense. He did all the different philosophies. This philosophy of casteism, kiva vipra kiva nyasi shudra kena nyaya, jay krishna tattva veta se guru hoy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says say something like that in our society of caste conscious Hindus is very revolutionary, to say that it doesn't matter if one is a shudra, if he knows the science of Krishna, he should be a guru. Is a very revolutionary. That was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, kiva vipra kiva nyasi. So, of course, Jagai and Madai, they attacked Nityananda Prabhu. He was ready to kill them, but Nityananda Prabhu said, "No, this is not your business in this incarnation." So, he reformed them. So, that is the modern manifestation of Vinashaya Chaduskritam. We don't kill the demons, but to kill the demoniac activities, demoniac mentality, as stated, Rupanuga Viruda Papa Siddhanta Dvantaharini. So, I think we're going to stop there. My voice is weird. If anybody has some of these questions or something they'd like to add.
I find it hard to understand how this wonderful, merciful movement came out of the example of Guru Kishore Babaji, that was so reluctant to meet with anyone, even having disciples. So how did Bhaktisiddhanta got this wonderful idea from a spiritual master that was so, you know, reluctant to receive any people around him?
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was a staunch follower of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Gorkha Shardas Babaji. That is a natural outcome of love of God, is to have love for the God's energies, his living entities, his sons and daughters like that. So that is the just Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said para parupakar, that we have to do welfare work. We don't. If someone sees someone is in a dangerous position, he doesn't want to. He has to natural feeling is to help him in that dangerous. Paradukha duki. He sees other people suffering. He also becomes unhappy by seeing that unhappiness in others. There's another. Prahlad Maharaj, he said like that. I don't have any problems, but I'm feeling very sad about these Maya Sukaya Baramudvataho Mudan, these foolish people who are trying to enjoy this material world. So that is Vaishnava, the natural.
How did Gorkishore Babaji, by staying so aloof from everyone, manifested that?
By his bhajan.
Okay.
The question was asked how I think you also asked a question like that, how this, the verses there in Bhagavatam, yata toror mulam nishechanena. If you want to feed your body, where do you put the food? The first line was actually the plant. Where do you put the plant? That's yata toror mulam, the roots. You put the water on the roots, not on the leaves and branches. And yata toror mulam nishechanena. What's next? Yatab, huh? Yes. Yeah. Can't hear. So yeah, the food goes to the stomach, and the water goes on the roots of the tree. So by serving Krishna, everything is. There's also jasmin tushte jagat tushtam. By satisfying Krishna, everybody is satisfied. You see, but when the sun spreads its light, yeah.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much for illuminating the sun. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's disappearance day. I have a question and maybe a comment also. I was just thinking of Mataji's question about how Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur manifested a mood which is so different from Gaurakishore Das Babaji, who's actually a bhajananandi. I think that was your point, that he's a bhajananandi, and how is it that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta manifested something so different? And I was thinking, well, he drew his inspiration from his father, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who specifically prayed for an empowered personality to spread mission of Lord Chaitanya. So we're not really only just limited by who we take initiation from. Inspiration can come from many different sources, not just one person. So that was just a little comment on that. A couple of questions. Did Lalit Prasad and Thakur, did he take Babaji initiation, or who did he take initiation from?
Did he take Babaji initiation? I don't know. He was like that, a Babaji. I know Chutananda, he went and visited him with, and Srila Prabhupada also went and visited him. They had all of Srila Bhaktivinoda Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writings were there at this house, and he was staying there.
My other question was, we know Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was known as the Singha Guru, the Lion Guru, and his chopping technique. Was that specifically only in reference to his preaching against the Mayavadis? Because you were reading a section that just caught my eye.
No,
that when it came to the upper, the Sahajiyas, the upper Siddhanta, the 13 upper Siddhanta groups.
Yeah, no, his preaching against the, that's why through his disciples, they agitated these Jati Gosais so much that they told his, their followers not to even give them meals or accommodations like that. They were very strong in their preaching. They because the purpose was there to Sahajiyas and many times the Jati Gosais were influenced by the Sahajiyas and by the Smartas. Both Smartas, they were very much against the inter-caste dining, eating with people. The Vaishnavas, they're taking people from lower castes and they were engaging them in worship of the deities, worship of the Shalagram Shila even, and eating food cooked around them. These are things that Smartas cannot tolerate. And so these Jati Gosais, they were influenced by these Sahajiyas, Prakriti Sahajiyas, and the Smartas. So they were, to some extent, there are devotees, of course, some kind of devotee. Prakriti Sahajiyas are far advanced from the Mayavadis, but still they're not properly situated. They're not in the proper situation. So as a natural manifestation of their love for Krishna, they want to dispel this ignorance that they have of how to worship Krishna. This is a verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Nati Prasidati Pratato Pachito Pacharai Naraditam Puru. That's a different. But the Krishna is not very pleased if someone worships him with material riddhi badakama, that they, when their material motives, he's not very pleased in that way. Pure Krishna is pleased, of course. Ultimately, Krishna is most pleased by the love of the gopis. That is why they're the greatest devotees, because they're the most pleasing to him. So that is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, Adurya Ujjvala Premadya.
Could you just please give the reference number for that page where you're reading about how Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati even he befriended and was in a soft manner trying to bring them back into the fold. Could you just give me that page number? Caught my ear.
This was,
it's volume
I was reading
two.
It's page 202.
Page 202, volume
what?
Two.
This is second phone, what?
You were talking about Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who was befriended, not Bhaktivinoda.
Yeah.
Was that, were you referring to Bhaktivinoda Thakur or Srila Bhaktisiddhanta when you were
Bhaktisiddhanta
reading that?
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Oh.
This is Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav.
Three
volumes.
Yeah,
this
volume
is second
two,
volume.
Yeah,
that
second
I was
volume.
From, huh?
Page number, second volume, page
yeah,
number?
Yeah, 202.
202.
Well, maybe from 20, yeah. It's in, subtitle is Perspectives on Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Further Contentious Issues. There's lots of, there's also a section on the Radhakund Babaji's and all the, this is, yeah. Very, I mean, this book is so well, and this also has the, profiles of the disciples. Some great personalities were there. of course, I forgot that we have to glorify our, the greatest of the followers of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is our Srila Prabhupada. And he implemented what is that inner desire, just like Rupa Goswami established the inner desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada implemented that inner desire of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Thank you for bringing us to this point. We forgot Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was instrumental. Of course, Bhaktivinoda Thakur printed many books, but Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he took that to the furthest degree. He had a daily magazine in Navadvip. Nadia Prakash? No, I think it's the other one.
Nadia Prakash.
Nadia Prakash, okay. So anyway, he had Sajjana Toshini, he had Harmonist in English, he had Paramarti and Aria, so many different magazines. And he told Madan Mohan Malavya, he said, every second I can have one book if so I have an audience, some letter. He gave the example, I think when I was actually fortunate, one of the couple of weeks old, I was, and then Srila Prabhupada was lecturing on Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disappearance in Los Angeles, 1973. I was a couple of weeks old, and Srila Prabhupada told some of these, huh? A couple of weeks old. All right. I was trying. In Krishna consciousness. Are trying to be in Krishna consciousness, we're still. But Srila Prabhupada spoke very nicely about his Guru Maharaj, and then he said, then thank you, and I have to thank you so much for helping me. He's so kind that he has sent you to help me in my mission, and started crying like that in transcendental ecstasy. So he established the inner desire. What I was going to say is that he established this inner desire of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur by establishing very strongly this printing of books and distributing them. Brihad Madranga, yeah. So, yeah, this is, I think another time, maybe there was another time he was Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's appearance or disappearance, he said, print as many books as in as many languages and distributed them throughout the world. So this is the, at Radhakund, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave that instruction to Srila Prabhupada that he said, Agun Jalbi, it's going to be a fire. So unfortunate that his mission direct, he said, if you ever get money, print books. So he gave that instruction. That is most, you can say, I think, maybe the most important instruction. You have something?
Just one thought and clarification. You were mentioning about Prabhupada went with Achyutananda Prabhu to see Lalit Prasad, and I heard that maybe I read, I forget, but Srila Prabhupada was encouraging him to come and join and preach with him or something like that, and Lalit Prasad said that, you know, you step down and you make me the founder of your movement.
Huh?
He said, you step down and you make me
the
founder of the movement. And Srila Prabhupada was commenting, look at that, even at this age when he's leaving the body, that the desire is there. But anyway, the clarification I wanted, you mentioned that it was Bhaktivinoda Thakur who mentioned that there will be somebody I didn't realize that was his...
Huh?
I didn't realize it was Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's desire that Varnashram be...
Yeah, there's actually... I found that in the Harmonist magazine. I hadn't seen it before, but he said There was two predictions Bhaktivinoda Thakur did. One was that one great personality would come to reestablish Varnashram Dharma. Mm-hmm. And the other one, I think I forgot. I don't know.
Then that means what Srila Bhaktisiddhanta did of taking sannyas and everything,
yeah,
that was according to his father's Bhaktivinoda Thakur's desire. Yeah.
But, I mean, at the same time, Arshad Prabhupada said that his half his work was unfinished because he didn't establish Varnashram Dharma. This is called Daiva Varnashram, the transcendent spiritual Varnashram. There's actually some difference because otherwise we're not qualified for all this Krishna consciousness according to... There's a smarta as a Shruti Ovibina, somebody was... There are so many different scriptures that have so many different injunctions and everything. So we're, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, we're following one particular branch. Somebody may have a different branch and different opinions. They may have so many things, but we're actually, that's the point that Krishna consciousness is spread all over the world by his divine grace. So what others have done, there's something now that's going on. Yes, you have something? Yeah.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much for a beautiful class. I joined late, it was beautiful. So I wanted to understand one aspect that when we see Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Prabhupada, we see the preaching spirit so much fired up. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So I see Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Prabhupada, the preaching spirit was so much preach. And they have heavily criticized the Sahajiyas, the Mayavadis, the wrongdoers, all kind of people. And heavily, dog and what all, everything Srila Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta,
yes,
both has done similarly.
But that is out of love.
I know that. That's out of the love that we understand.
And yes, and Srila Prabhupada, and everyone that was chastised by Srila Prabhupada, he felt like...
Yes, I totally understand the spirit.
Yeah.
But given the current times when there is internet, everything goes viral, you know, so much. So in today's world, if being a SCON devotee, if we make some statement, criticize someone, let's say Mayavadi or some people practicing some type of this and that, it becomes a very big issue, you know, in today's world. So it's very challenging to criticize or make certain statements, or, you know, to, okay, this practice is not so good, okay, please focus on Bhakti Yoga. Although we emphasize on Bhakti Yoga, but it becomes quite challenging, you know, when you say something about any one person and, you know, so much and so. So I just wanted to understand, or you can share something.
I think one time Srila Prabhupada said that he can speak like this because he's an old, not man, but we don't say call man, but he had old body, elderly gentleman's body like that. So he had a kind of social status that he could speak strongly to younger people. And of course, sometimes he spoke even to older people. But no one has to understand his position in this world. But you said it was preaching. This is also that is the... Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur mentioned that prana te jar se he tu prachar, that someone who has life, he should preach. Actually, when I was in Bombay, there was some kind of, I heard like that Srila Prabhupada said that you can hire cooks, you can even hire pujaris, but you can't hire a preacher because he has to have some kind of life, some understanding, that was in the early days, of course. Now we should try to do everything ourselves. In America, everything is done by ourselves, by the devotees, and that's best of always. But preacher, yeah, he has to have life and realization. Otherwise, his words won't have any effect. Anybody else? Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai.